In the accounts of the visionary world within the crystal, Cave explained that his attention had been directed to the bird-like creatures he had seen in his earlier visions. His first impression was soon corrected, and he considered for a time that they might be a diurnal species of bat. Then he thought they might be cherubs. Their heads were round and curiously human. They had broad, silvery wings without feathers, like butterfly wings with curved ribs. Their bodies were small, but they had prehensile organs, like long tentacles, immediately under the mouth. Wace was convinced that they were the owners of the magnificent buildings and garden. Cave reported that the buildings had no doors, but only great circular windows through which they jumped in and out. There were also smaller winged creatures like great dragonflies and moths and flying beetles and gigantic ground beetles. Moreover, on the causeways and terraces, large-headed creatures similar to the greater winged flies but without wings jumped upon their tentacles in an agitated way. During his observations, Cave realized that the shiny object on the masts was a crystal exactly like the one he was looking through. From time to time, one of the large flying creatures fluttered up and, hanging onto the mast with its tentacles, stared through the crystal for about 15 minutes. At least on one occasion, one of these inhabitants of this other world had looked into Cave's face. Certainly, there was some special relation between Cave's crystal and another similar crystal in that other world, and if an observer here could have a vision of the other world, an observer there could see what was happening in this world. But where was the other world? Cave recognized the Bear and Pleiades, Aldebaran and Sirius. So that the other world must be somewhere in the solar system and not very far from our own. There were also two small moons. All these conditions could only correspond to Mars. A possible conclusion was that peering into this crystal, Cave did actually see the planet Mars and its inhabitants, and the evening star that shone so brilliantly in the sky was simply our own Earth. Cave couldn't say if the winged Martians were the same as the Martians who hopped about the causeways and terraces. Many times he saw white and partially translucent bipeds, similar to apes. Once some of these ran away from one of the hopping round-headed Martians. The latter caught one in its tentacles, and then the picture suddenly disappeared.